summer.
Oh my God.
All right. Wait, we're going to turn that off. Thank you. Okay, does anyone remember something we talked about last week? Anything? Wait, give it to Richie so we can shut it off. Everyone is wherever you didn't invite them from. You know what I mean? Right? Kind of.
No, I'm actually more confused.
Yeah.
We can break it down later. Okay, does anyone remember anything we talked about last week? Maybe a person's name? Yes, Damien?
Genesis.
Yes. Good. Good. Anyone else? Remember anything else? Person's name? I mean, there's some easy ones to remember. There's one obvious one.
Isaac?
We did talk about Isaac. That wasn't even the obvious one. You're getting... Wow. Yes, Richie?
Abraham?
Yeah, I guess we did. We did talk about Abraham.
Sarah.
We did. We kind of recapped them a little
Jesus.
Bit. There we go. That was kind of the easy one. Jesus, God, right? Good.
Imagine forgetting that one.
Oh, last week we talked about... God shows up to Isaac, who's Abraham's son, and he... made this promise to Isaac, the same promise that he made to Abraham, who's Isaac's father. And he said a lot of things, but one thing that we focused on was that God said that Isaac's offspring would be a blessing to the world. And we talked about how Jesus is actually one of Isaac's offspring and how Jesus is a blessing to the whole world. All right. Today, we're going to be reading in Genesis 27, so one chapter later. And does anyone know who Isaac's sons are? What the name of his sons? He has two sons. They're pretty popular names. Jacob and... Yes? Jacob. Oh, close. Not Jesus.
Jacob and Isaac?
No. Isaac has Jacob and Esau. Esau.
Oh.
And Jacob and Esau are actually... hey, anyone here a twin? Anyone here a twin? Anyone here ever seen twins? Raise your hand if you've seen twins.
Oh, yeah. I've seen triplets.
Cameron, never seen twins?
I've seen quadruplets.
Are you serious? You've never seen twins?
What?
Incredible stuff.
Wow.
You've seen
twins?
Luna and Karina.
Boom, son!
You help in the nursery, so I know you have.
But who's Luna and Karina?
Who's Paige?
But now they're my class,
Paige,
but they used to be the nursery.
Wait, who's Luna and Karina?
I don't know
those. Yes, you.
I only know.
You probably recognize them, all right? Anyways, okay, good. Jacob and Esau were twins. They were Isaac's children, okay? And Jacob is kind of a sneaky little guy, all right? And he actually... He's mean. Well, he deceives his father and his brother. He deceives them. All right. So today we're going to read about. Well, I'm going to tell the story about how Jacob deceives his father Isaac and his brother Esau. Okay. So let me tell this story. It's kind of long, so I'm just going to kind of tell it a little bit. All right. And read some of the verses. All right. Isaac is old. Okay. His eyesight's going away. He's kind of blind. He can't see anything.
I
don't know how old he is.
Yes.
Exactly. He's old.
Yes, he is old.
And Isaac says to his son Esau, who's Jacob's twin, he says to Esau, who's the older of the twins, technically. I think it was a minute, 35 seconds or something. He said, my son. And Esau said, here I am, father. All right. And Isaac said, look, I'm old and I don't know the day of my death. Take your hunting gear and go out and hunt some game for me. Get some animals for me. And make me a delicious meal. Okay? And I'm going to love it. And bring it to me so I can eat. And then I'm going to bless you before I die. So Isaac is like, Esau, you're the older of the two. You're going to get my blessing. Just go and make a meal for me. But Rebekah, who's Isaac's wife, who's Esau and Jacob's mother, she hears this. And Rebekah really likes Jacob, her son Jacob, more than her son Esau. And so Rebekah says, Jacob, I just heard your father is going to bless Esau. But I don't want him to bless Esau. I want him to bless you. All right? So Rebekah tells Jacob to go get some animals, and she's going to make a soup. And because, remember what I said about Isaac? He couldn't see very well. Because Isaac couldn't see very well, Jacob goes and he gets these animals, and his mother, Rebekah, makes this soup. And then he kills these animals and he gets their fur, because Esau was a very hairy man and Jacob wasn't really that hairy. So he puts this fur on his arm so that if Jacob, his father, felt him, he'd be like, oh yes, my son Esau. Kind of a silly thing. But anyways, Jacob shows up to his dad while Esau's out trying to make this delicious meal. Jacob shows up to his dad with this soup. this delicious soup, and he shows up with his fur on his arms, and he comes to Isaac, and he says, and Jacob says, "Here I am." Oh no, Isaac says, "Here I am. Who are you, my son?" And Jacob replied to his. Jacob says, "I'm Esau, your firstborn. I've done as you told me. Please sit up and eat some of my game, so that you may bless me." But Isaac said to his son, "How did you find the animal so quickly?" And Jacob said, "Because the Lord your God made it happen for me." And so then Isaac said, "Come closer so that I can feel your arm to really know that you are Esau." And so he touches him and he feels this fur and he's like, "Oh, a hairy man. It is Esau, but it's really Jacob." So Jacob comes closer and then Isaac says one more time, "Are you really my son Esau?" And Jacob says, "Yes, I am." So he eats this food and he thinks it's Esau, and then Isaac blesses Jacob because he thinks it's Esau. He says, "You are blessed." He says, "May God give to you from the dew of the sky and from the richness of the land an abundance of grain and new wine. May people serve you and nations bow and worship to you. Be master over your relatives. May your mother's sons bow and worship to you. Those who curse you will be cursed, and those who bless you will be blessed." And Isaac finishes giving Jacob this blessing, and Jacob then leaves, and Esau arrives from hunting, and Esau shows up, and he says, "Hello, my father." And Isaac says, "Who are you?" And he says, "It's Esau, your son." And Isaac says, "I just blessed Esau, my son." And then Isaac realizes that Jacob deceived him. And this is what Isaac says, "Your brother came deceitfully. He tricked me and took your blessing." So Isaac said, "Isn't he rightly named Jacob? For he has cheated me twice now. He took my birth." Oh, Esau says, "Isn't he rightly named Jacob? For he has cheated me twice now. He took my birthright, and look, now he has taken my blessing." And then Esau says to his father, "Haven't you said you blessed Jacob, but haven't you saved a blessing for me?" And Isaac says, "Look, I have made him master over you, have given him all of his relatives as a servant, and have sustained him with grain and new wine. What then can I do for you, my son?" And so Esau says to his father, Do you only have one blessing, my father? Bless me too, my father." And Esau wept loudly. You guys know what it means to weep?
Yeah, like cry.
Yeah. Cry, like, but stand on business and cry, you know? Cry really hard. So let me pray, and then we're going to kind of talk a little about the story, all right? Let's pray. God, thank you just for a beautiful night. Thank you for everyone that is here. And just that you know them. And you love them and you welcome them into your arms and into your family. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So when I was younger, does anyone know my little brother, Isaiah? Have you guys ever met Isaiah? You guys ever met Isaiah? You guys met Isaiah?
I never met Isaiah.
No, yeah, Rich, you probably haven't, huh?
Isaiah.
Yeah. Anyways, my little brother, Isaiah, when we were younger, I used to bully him really bad for no reason. For no reason.
Wow.
Not something I'm proud of. All right. But like, he would maybe do a little something that annoys me, and then I would just take it to the complete next level. I'd be like, "You're gonna annoy me a little bit," or even something that's not like supposed to be annoying, but just like a little brother or a little sister annoying, and I would just take it to the next level, and I'd be so mean to him, right? And I'm sure that like there's things in your life that you're probably ashamed of, like that's something that I feel bad about, that I feel really guilty about. And you know what? Even today, like, I'm not perfect. And you can ask Cass. Like, there'll be times where Cass maybe does something a little annoying, but maybe that's not even annoying, and I just take it to the next level. And I'm just like, "You're going to be annoying to me. I'm going to be so annoying to you." And sometimes I don't know the limits. Like, I've changed, but I still need to change. I haven't changed that much. And you can ask Cass. She'll tell you. And you know what? So, like, I still, my life is messy. I'm a broken person, okay? But it's not just, like, that I do things that are wrong, right? But also on airplanes, for some reason, I just get really anxious. Like, I used to not really get anxious at all, but then all of a sudden, like 2 years ago, I used to get so anxious before going on airplanes. And also, like, I get anxious about like big groups sometimes. Like tomorrow I have this lunch where a bunch of youth pastors and youth directors are meeting up. And for some reason, I'm just anxious about going to meet people for lunch.
Are you anxious when you're here?
When I'm here with you guys? Sometimes, but not all the time, but sometimes I am. Yeah. And you know what? And I bet some of you connect with this too. Like, some days I wake up and I feel super motivated and I feel super happy and joyful. And then some other days I wake up and I'm like, "What's the point of today?" And I'm just sad, you know? And like, what I'm saying is my life is messy. I have a messy life. There's good and there's bad, and it's just messy. And it's messy because, like, things that I do wrong, but also just because the world is wrong. And it's kind of hard to live in this world sometimes, right? And sometimes I think this, maybe you've thought this question before. Sometimes I think, what does God want to do with a messy person like me? What does God want to do with a messy person like me? And I'm sure that probably all of you, maybe most of you feel like your life is messy. And maybe sometimes you think, or maybe even right now you're thinking, what does God want to do with a messy person? A messy boy, a messy girl like me, right? And so as I was thinking about this passage today, like I say, every week there's so many things that we can take from these passages. But as I was thinking about this passage and praying about it, I was like, God, what do you want to like show us today in this passage? And you know what? Something that I just kept coming back to is that God welcomes messy people. God welcomes messy people. If your life is messy, like my life is messy, if your life is messy, just like me, God welcomes you. God welcomes you. And you know, I kind of bring comfort into this because when we think about Jacob in this story today, right, what did Jacob do? Let me ask this question. When you guys think, Richie, when you think about people in the Bible, It's okay, I'm just asking you a question. This will be a good question. When you think about people in the Bible, what do you usually think about them? Are they like special? Are they different? Holy? What do you think about them when you just think about people in the Bible? Holy. What do you guys think about people in the Bible? Yeah, Damien.
Holy.
Any other words?
Actually, no. Worthy.
Worthy.
Yeah. Got a lot of issues.
Issues.
Almighty.
Yeah.
Blessed.
Amazing. You know what? Amazing. Yeah. You know what? As I read the Bible, I often think as I read these stories that these people are kind of different than I am. Like that, yeah, their lives might be messy, but really their life isn't as messy as mine. You know? But when we read this passage about Jacob, Jacob did something so terrible. He turned on his father. He turned on his father. He turned on his brother. He turned on his family. And he deceived them out of a blessing. Like out of this, like out of, like it, in dollars, like it would be like you deceiving your family out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. It would be like stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from your brother. Right? Like that's a lot. That's a big thing to do, right? And when we think about those people today who do horrible things like that, often we think like, yo, that person's evil. Like they're not just messy, but they're evil, right? And so as we read this passage and we look at Jacob, he like does something so terrible. He deceives his brother, he deceives his dad. And then even you can look at how like distraught his dad is in verses 35. His dad says, "Your brother came deceitfully and took your blessing." And then Esau is so sad, right? It says even at the end, it says in verse 38, Esau wept loudly. Like he cried. He cried so loud because of what Jacob did to him. Like Jacob did a terrible thing. And like as I thought about Jacob, I was like, yeah, Jacob's life is messy. But also like I want to call him a terrible person because that's what he did. Like it's easy for me to say that. And you know what? As I was saying before, like I often think of people in the Bible like that they're special. I often think that they're special. But really, they're not really any more special than you and me. They're ordinary people just like you and me. Jacob is an ordinary person just like you and I. David is an ordinary, messy person just like you and I. Adam and Eve, messy people just like you and I. Joseph and Abraham, Moses, all these people, Paul, all these people were messy people just like you and I are messy. They're not anything extraordinary. They're just ordinary people like you and me. And you know what? As we read this passage, we see something. That we see that God, Jacob is messy, even evil in a lot of ways, but his life is messy and God welcomes him. God doesn't just say, okay, Jacob, you're too messy for me. I'm done with you. God doesn't say that. But actually, God continues to write Jacob's story. God continues to be with Jacob as Jacob has to flee from his brother because his brother wants to kill him. And then Jacob has children, a lot of children, and his life just gets messier. His children, his older children take his the youngest child at the time, and they sell him as a slave in Egypt. And Jacob loved his youngest son. And so Jacob's life just gets messier and messier, but it's not because Jacob is anything extraordinary, but just because God welcomes messy people. God welcomes Jacob, and also he welcomes you in your messy life. God welcomes you in your messy life. Does anyone remember what the mission statement of our youth group is for the first half? Yeah. That that's our church. That's our church. Real people, real God, real risks. And our youth group is kind of like that, but it's a little different too. I don't remember. You dropped the worm?
Yeah.
You dropped the worm?
Yeah.
Moment of silence.
I love it.
Hey, Abby, moment of silence. Okay. Sorry, Abby. The first half of our mission statement is this: it's welcoming students as they are.
Oh,
that's what a huge part of our goal is as the Hope Student Ministry, is to welcome students as they are. And do you know why? Like, as I was trying to come up with this, and as I was looking at our church mission statement and trying to come up with this, the whole reason that we want to welcome students as they are is because God welcomes you as you are. That's the whole reason we want to welcome you as students. Welcome you as you are, because God welcomes you as you are, and all your messiness and all your brokenness and all your anxiety and all your meanness, how mean you are sometimes, right? And your insecurity and your confusion and your doubt, God welcomes you as you are. And if this wasn't true, then Jacob's story would just end. That was a coyote.
It was started.
If God didn't welcome you as you were, if God didn't welcome Jacob as he was, Jacob's story would have ended right there, right? But the thing is, it doesn't end right there. Jacob is still in our Bible, and his story goes on, right? It's not the story isn't all about God leaving Jacob because his life's too messy, but God actually doesn't shy away from Jacob because his life's messy. God doesn't shy away from messy people. He doesn't shy away from all of you and me with our messy lives, but actually he welcomes them. And so think about that. God welcomes you. God welcomes you in the middle of your messy story, in the middle of your messy life. God welcomes you. All right. Let me pray, and then we're going to kind of do, and then I have some questions for you guys. All right.
Wait, so are we still going to do boys and girls?
No, we're just going to kind of do it a little differently today, but let me pray. All right. God, thank you. Thank you that you welcome us. Even just as maybe we think about our lives tonight and how messy and chaotic they are because of things that we have done that we're ashamed of, that are wrong, things that we've done that are even wrong. But even just how broken the world is and how that affects us, our lives are messy. But God, help us to know that you are a God who welcomes us, not one who shies away from us because our problems are too much or because we're too mean or terrible. But you welcome us just as we are. And we thank you that you are the God who welcomes us as we are. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.